We are live in the food court of Chesterfield Mall with the United States Marine Corps. So don't try anything.
Yeah.
They're actually here collecting toys for tots in the St. Louis area, and we've got lots of stuff in the bins so far, but we can always fit more. So please come by and say hi and drop something off. This portion of the show is brought to you each day by Orrick, with 7 locally owned and operated stores. Orrick is online at OREC.com, where you can find those Orrick home centers throughout the St. Louis area. Now joining us here in the mall, Mr. Joe Hipperson.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, yes, yes.
Hello, Joe. How are you?
Well, I'm very happy I'm still Mr. Joe Hipperson. I'm keeping notes, by the way, so thank you very much for the appropriate introduction.
You're very welcome.
I was so nervous to bring it up before we went on the air because I knew you wouldn't do it then.
You're absolutely right. You know me a little bit too well.
Sorry about that.
We've got some movie stuff and showbiz stuff to get to. Before we talk about the movies that are opening this week, the Golden Globe nominations were released yesterday. The only reason I care about the Golden Globes is because it makes a good TV show, especially with Tina Fey and Amy Poehler, who are going to be hosting it for the second year in a row.
Oh, yeah, it'll be entertaining. I don't know if it's justified what they did with the nominations, but it'll be entertaining.
I'm only watching it as a guy who enjoys a party on TV, which the Oscars are not a party. The Oscars are kind of stiff and formal and... Because they do both movies and television at the Golden Globes, and everybody's sitting there and they're drinking, and the hosts are, you know, definitely there to make it a fun environment, I think it's a better show. I agree with you that the awards mean nothing.
Right. No, I agree. And it's the appetizer to the Oscars for me. The Oscars are always that big deal for me, so this is a cool appetizer. I like that.
Explain who hands out the Golden Globes.
The Foreign Press Association, right?
Which is how many people?
I don't know. It's like under 10, isn't it? I think so. I thought it was like a couple of really creepy-looking European guys with these puppet strings. For real. Otherwise, The Tourist would have never gotten any nominations ever, and it did. Remember that?
Yes.
Tourist got Best Picture, Best Actor, Best Actress. I mean, I actually sat through that. I've never wanted to bludgeon my eyes the way you've discussed on certain films, except for that one experience.
Yeah, it was terrible.
Is that the one with... Johnny Depp and
yes, and okay. Angelina Jolie.
Yes,
it looked like it had everything going for it.
I know.
Until you actually watched it, and then within 5 minutes, you're like, "Oh God!"
Although I will say, Jolie looked especially hot in some of the scenes in that movie.
Give me a movie where she didn't look hot. Can you name one film where Angelina Jolie was not hot, smoking hot?
The movie where she played Marianne Pearl, the husband of Daniel Pearl, the Wall Street Journal reporter who got beheaded in Afghanistan or Pakistan or somewhere like that.
I can't remember
what that one was called. But she wasn't supposed to be a glamorous person. She did a great acting job in that movie, whatever the hell it was called.
Right, no, I know what you're talking about. But
Something at Heart.
She even makes dreadlocks look good. I mean, you guys know what dreadlocks are, right?
Yeah.
What's a dreadlock?
People twist their hair and don't wash it.
Right, yeah. And she had that
kind of Rastafarian hair.
Yes, she had blonde dreadlocks and Gone in 60 Seconds and still out-hotted anything within a mile. It was brilliant.
Speaking of Jolie, we'll get back to what we were talking about in a moment here. We can never stay on one subject for more than a minute on this show. Have you seen the movie Salt?
Yes.
Have you guys seen it?
No.
Salt is, I think, an underrated action-adventure movie.
It's the Bourne Jolie.
That's very, very good.
Yeah.
Yeah, she plays a CIA agent who gets involved in a certain case, and the case goes sour on her, and she gets accused of being a foreign agent. And so now she has to either prove that she's not or go on the run. And she does some amazing stunt work in that movie, and she's very good as the character. But what I like is that the plot of the movie does not go the way you think the plot of the movie is going. And I shouldn't give any more away, should I?
No, you shouldn't. And this is not... Okay, this is maybe a 50% spoiler. This movie does contain a death scene, if I remember correctly, which, if I had to go, is the one way I would pick to go.
I agree.
I'm just saying, you're wrapped around a situation.
Yes.
There's nothing wrong with it.
Or something's wrapped around your situation.
I did hear they're already working on the sequel.
What's
Pepper.
That called? Yeah.
Oh.
Pepper?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Boom. Boom. Wow.
Dance, where is it?
Dance,
I didn't get it.
That's Dan's tribute to 80s R&B
and
groups.
And then the 31 will be.
There you go.
Cinnamon.
You know, we were already derailed. Now we're on fire.
I know.
So I don't know if I mentioned this, but the Golden Globe Award nominations came out yesterday.
Oh, yeah,
did you hear that?
Yeah,
no.
I did. I heard about that.
So you want to run down some of these and see what you would pick?
What I did was, if you want to hit a couple, I hit the big ones, and I've got my guaranteed wins. So my locks, my Hipperson locks, if you want to take them in Vegas, I've got my locks on the winners.
All right, the nominees for Best Motion Picture Drama, 12 Years a Slave. Haven't seen it, have you?
No.
Captain Phillips, saw it. Very good.
Phenomenal.
Gravity, saw it. Phenomenal. Philomena, saw it. Really, really enjoyed it. And Rush, which was the car racing movie that Ron Howard directed?
Yeah.
Yeah. Which of those is going to win? Which one should win?
I believe Gravity should win, but it's going to go to Captain Phillips. Do you want to know why?
I do want to know why. That's okay. Why I paused, so that you could fill in the blank.
Well, you paused.
Pull that a little bit closer.
You want me to pull this a bit closer?
Yes, there you go.
If people have no idea what we're talking about.
That's
this
okay.
Is, okay.
Let them use their imaginations.
Nice. All right. So the reason, and I don't mean to jump too far ahead. Gravity will get the win for Best Director. Captain Phillips is going to get the win for Best Movie, drama.
Not 12 Years a Slave.
No.
And I thought that had a lot of buzz.
No, it does have a lot of buzz, but it does. We just mentioned that the Golden Globes are more of a party.
Yep.
Okay? It's more of a Tom Hanks win. It's more of a pop culture win. 12 Years a Slave, I don't know. Although, I could be wrong, since The Butler didn't get anything, did it?
No.
Okay? Now, I'm not saying you have to have your African-American representation, but still, if 12 Years a Slave is in there and The Butler's been dissed, 12 Years a Slave could landslide it just on that fact alone.
Yeah.
Who's in 12 Years a Slave?
A lot of people in supporting roles. You have Fassbender, the young Magneto. You got Brad Pitt.
Yeah.
The main star is a guy I've never heard of before, but he's getting all the fire.
Chiwetel Ejiofor. I learned how to say his name a few years ago. He's been in a lot of movies. You've seen him in a lot of things. You just don't know his name because he has never been the lead character in a movie before. But I hear he's phenomenal in this. I want to see it. I just haven't gotten around to it because I've been seeing other things.
So, yeah, I'm going Captain Phillips on movie. I'm going to go director with Gravity because without the direction, without that director's vision, that film would have been extremely boring, right?
Is that your lock?
My lock is, the upset will be Captain Phillips wins for movie and Gravity will win for director.
What about Best Motion Picture Comedy or Musical?
Oh, that's easy. That's so easy.
You have American Hustle, Her, Inside Llewyn Davis, Nebraska, and The Wolf of Wall Street. I have seen three of those five. Wolf of Wall Street, we're going to see a screening next week, and I think it opens right around Christmas Day. And Her isn't even opening in St. Louis until sometime in January, but I've seen the other three. Which one is the lock?
For me, the lock is Nebraska. There's no other love for Nebraska that I saw anywhere that really looked like it had a chance. So you give Nebraska the win. Bruce Dern can still feel like he's victorious, even though he's got nothing going for him in Nebraska except for the film itself. I say Nebraska is the little movie that could. It's your Little Miss Sunshine. It's your win. It's obvious to me.
No, you're wrong.
Is that because American Hustle is going to take it?
American Hustle is definitely going to take it. I've seen it. I can't legally review it yet because it's embargoed until the movie opens. I really wanted to talk about it today because I saw it this week, but I'm not allowed to. But I can tell you that American Hustle, if I were going to make a list of movies that had a chance of getting some awards, it and 12 Years a Slave got more nominations than any other, and I think that the more people see that, the more people are going to vote for that movie. I think it has a much better chance than Nebraska does. Nebraska is actually kind of a downer story, and American Hustle is one of those where you walk out and you feel good about what you just saw.
Every time I see a trailer for American Hustle, the last thing I think is comedy or musical. It looks to me like it should have been a Scorsese movie following up Casino.
It is the best Scorsese movie not made by Scorsese. I'm not reviewing it.
That's good. Okay.
I want to make that clear. But it's the best Scorsese not made by Scorsese, and it should not be in the comedy or musical category. It should be in the best motion picture drama category because that's really more of what it is. But it's hard when you have a con man movie like this, and I guess they stuck it in over in the drama category. Of course, when it comes to the Academy Awards, they can have 10 nominees and mix the categories together, and so it won't really matter.
Which is so unfair to the movies that existed prior to the 10-year rule.
Yes.
Just not fair.
Yeah. All right, how about the actors?
Actors, I'm giving it to Mandela. Only because he's dead now. I'm telling you, it's going to sway it. It's a foreign press thing. Mandela's a big deal, and it's going to go to that guy because I've seen a little bit of an like a electronic press kit on that one.
Yeah.
And I was blown out. I really was. I thought Morgan Freeman was Mandela. I really, really did.
Yeah.
This guy outdid Morgan Freeman, which is hard to do.
Idris Elba is that actor's name.
And you learn how to pronounce that one, too?
You think he's going to do better? He's going to take that over Tom Hanks and Captain Phillips?
Because Captain Phillips, in my book, wins Best Movie Drama.
Okay. How about actress?
That's Sandra Bullock, no question.
In Gravity?
Oh, yeah. The way that she's been going everywhere, just, you know, campaigning for the film, and she's gotten nothing but praise. Where's George Clooney from Gravity on this list? Nowhere, because without Bullock, Gravity is nothing.
You're wrong again. The winner in this category, the winner in this category is going to be Cate Blanchett in Blue Jasmine.
Okay.
A movie that came out 6 months ago, but I don't think it's been forgotten.
The Woody Allen movie that you loved so much.
Well, her performance in that. The first thing I said about that movie when I reviewed it was, Cate Blanchett's going to win awards for this. She's phenomenal. It's the performance of a career and carries the entire movie. So, yeah, I think she's going to get it.
And Sandra Bullock doesn't carry Gravity.
She does, but it's not as great a performance as Cate Blanchett's.
So there's...
If there's any way to compare actors, which is what's silly about all of these acting and movie awards, some of these movies you can't... I mean, Gravity and Blue Jasmine are in the same category as Saving Mr. Banks, and there's no way to really compare these things to each other.
I haven't seen Gravity, but wouldn't you say the special effects is the lead actor... Or actors?
Absolutely.
That's why the director is going to go to Gravity. And I guess you're saying that Sandra Bullock just doesn't hold enough weight in Gravity.
And they, very good.
And you should actually see that in 3D, too, correct?
Yeah, oh, yeah. If you haven't seen it and it's still in a movie theater near you and it's showing in 3D, see it on the largest screen you possibly can in 3D. And I've never recommended a 3D movie before in my life because I usually don't like them.
Yeah.
This one, that's the only way to see it. While the orchestra is warming up behind you, let's go to actors in comedies. For the best actor in that category, you've got Christian Bale in American Hustle, Bruce Dern in Nebraska, Leo DiCaprio in The Wolf of Wall Street, the guy from Inside Llewyn Davis, and Joaquin Phoenix from Her. Now, you don't think Bruce Dern's going to win that category?
I don't think Bruce Dern... See, that was my only coin toss. That's the only one I didn't want to coin toss on, because to me, it goes down to... Bruce Dern could very easily take it. Who was the first one on that nomination list?
Christian Bale, American Hustle.
Okay. To me, it's either Christian Bale or it's Bruce Dern. Because Christian Bale does like a transformation in American Hustle from everything I've read.
You're right.
Then again, though, he was also the fighter, right?
Yeah.
He already got all of his acclaim for that, and Bruce Dern's gotten no love for a very long time.
Yep.
So it could be Bruce Dern, which then throws everything I had as a lock with Nebraska out the window. Because now I'm starting to reconsider my thought process. But I'll still say director, Gravity, Captain Phillips, Drama.
Okay. And what about actress in a comedy or a musical? Amy Adams for American Hustle, Julie Delpy for Before Midnight, Greta Gerwig, Frances Ha, no chance of anything. Julia Louis-Dreyfus, who I thought was terrific and Enough Said, and Meryl Streep, who's Meryl Streep in August Osage County.
I'm going Amy Adams just because I think I want to see Amy Adams in a dress winning an award.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's basically it. It's really because Meryl Streep's in there, and that kind of messes everything up.
Oh, Paul was telling me about some of the dresses she wears in that.
Very, very low-cut 70s dresses.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, this isn't a review of the film.
No, I'm not allowed to review
the film.
It's
a fashion review.
Exactly.
Okay. Fashion report.
she's very, very good in that movie.
Steven Cucciacaro report.
Any other categories we have to hit?
The only one that I would say is that when it comes to the animated films, I can't pick a winner. I can only tell you that The Croods should win. It was one of the most underrated animated films of all time. Absolutely loved it, and it blew me away as far as what the message was, and even I don't want to say special effects, but the animation itself. I mean, it's on Pixar level, man. So, to me, The Croods should win, but I have a bad feeling it's going to be Frozen.
Frozen is one of the other nominees, and Despicable Me 2.
No animated sequel should have won an award. And Despicable Me 2 is just it's a straight-to-Redbox feature, man, if you really look at it.
Yeah. Frozen's doing pretty good box office now, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Is that the family movie of the Christmas season?
That's what they're pitching it as, yeah. I can't think of anything else that's out right now or will be in the next few weeks that is the go-to family flick.
All right. Let's talk about what's out on big screens right now that you've seen and maybe something that's opening today.
All right. How about The Hobbit, The Desolation of Smaug?
I'm sorry, what?
The Hobbit, The Desolation of Smaug.
You know, I hear that they've got a big problem with that smog over in China.
Yes, I've seen pictures of that.
Some of those towns. In fact, I read today that some airline pilots are not allowed to fly to China on international routes anymore because they're not cleared to land in smog. That's how bad it is over there. I'm not kidding about that.
No, I know that. I'm talking about the smog that is spelled S-M-A-U-G, which is a giant fire-breathing dragon that protects this big, huge treasure. If anybody out there saw The Hobbit, An Unexpected Journey, and you sat through it, and then you decided to watch it at the six-hour extended cut when it was released on DVD and Blu-ray, I will give you a very quick review of a very long film. It's about a three-hour film. The action does start right away. First time we had The Hobbit. You know, the last time we did a tour drive a year ago, I was reviewing the first Hobbit movie, which I think was kind of cool. But the problem with this film, it's not the way it starts, because the first film started with like 45 minutes of these dwarves and hobbits singing and dancing. It just felt really weak. I mean, you felt like a nerd watching it because you knew what was going on. The problem is
I see dwarves dancing and they're not the Oompa Loompas, I'm not interested.
Okay. This movie would then be like purgatory for you, my friend. The action does start right away, but then after you're introduced to a bit of action, it falls flat. In fact, the film feels as flat as it looks. Not a big fan of the way they did the 3D in this film. Usually, you get a Peter Jackson Lord of the Rings film, it's going to be vibrant, it's going to pop, it's going to be right there. But it just felt flat. Even in 3D, it felt flat. Gandalf, Sir Ian McKellen, you might as well say he's got a cameo in this movie, even though his face is bigger than any of the face on the posters with the marquee. He's basically there, how you doing? Then he takes off to do his own secret journeys and whatnot. And you got Legolas, the character played by Orlando Bloom. Did a brilliant job with that character in the original Lord of the Rings trilogy. Now it's been 10 years. He looks like he hasn't aged a day, but because it's a prequel, he's not the same character that you loved from the original trilogy because he hasn't met his friends yet. He's just this real arrogant elf who just looks like he's a statue shooting arrows at things and doing unbelievable special effects that, you know, no human could do, which I guess is why he's an elf. The only reason this movie has any decent stuff going for it is when Luke Evans shows up. He plays Bard the Bowman. I'm not going to get into details about the nerdiness of the characters, but he's got the Viggo Mortensen factor. In the first trilogy, Viggo Mortensen was your Han Solo. He was your introduction into this thing, and a guy that was, you know, kind of cracking wise and just being really gruff. This character named Bard the Bowman, he's your gateway to it. He's a lot better than anything you saw in the first Hobbit film. Smaug the Dragon is motion captured and is the voice of Benedict
Cumberbatch.
Okay, I always say Cumberbun. I can't help it, but Cumberbatch, okay?
You wear too many tuxedos.
That's a good point. And spoiler, yes, Benedict Khan from Star Trek is the dragon. I know it sounds silly. He's not wearing a dragon suit.
Stop with the spoiler alerts.
Okay.
One-year rule, remember?
You're right. One-year rule.
Oh, boy.
This movie is the weakest of the five Lord of the Rings films so far. Probably because it's the middle chapter of a prequel trilogy. So you already know who lives and dies. You already know what goes down. You know that if you see a character like Bilbo Baggins in perilous trouble, and is he going to get killed? He can't get killed. He's got one more movie, and then he's got to grow old and give Frodo everything. So
right.
You know he's never in harm's way.
Yeah.
The people that you don't remember from the original trilogy, you know they're going to get smoked. It's very easy. It's a 5 out of 10. It is a very long film. If you are a person that owns an elvish sword replica, you will love this movie. If you're like me and you really enjoyed the original Lord of the Rings trilogy, which I do, I absolutely love it. I think Fellowship of the Ring is the best film of the three. If you're like me, this movie is like going to watch Episode 2, Attack of the Clones. You just have to do it because you're a fan.
Do you have to have seen the first Hobbit movie and the first three Lord of the Rings movies to go see this?
The only one that you have to have seen is the one that came right before because the action kicks in right off the bat.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, 5 out of 10. Very disappointing.
All right. We take a break and we come back with the orchestra from Marquette High School tuning up in the background. They're going to be playing here in the food court.
This could be a bad thing for us. They're right behind us.
Yeah. I told the drummer to hit the bass drum as much as possible.
What, you have no Christmas spirit?
No,
that's
I do.
That's what I'm hearing.
I'm going to go back and play some bass, I think. I'm going to go ask the guy to play some bass.
Hey, I know Tim Reynolds.
Step aside.
I know Tim Reynolds.
Stan Strauss.
Let's go.
Hipperson
plays guitar.
I knew it was
going to
be
here.
Oh, yeah, let's jam, man.
Yeah,
I got a lot of band names. I got a lot of band names we'd use.
And it was going to rear its ugly head here today. We're here for the Marine Corps Toys for Tots Drive and the food court at Chesterfield Mall. Stop by, say hi, and bring an unwrapped toy. Brought to you in part by Ralston Purina here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Well, 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 we have some nasty weather out there, and I'm sure it's affecting traffic. Here's Tim Weiland to fill you in. Tim?
Oh, Dan, just wait till they hit the cymbal. clang those cymbals together.
Yeah, they're tuning up. Right now, the tuning up part doesn't
They're playing
sound
a Chinese
well.
Song called Tu Ning.
Oh, brother.
Oh, man.
Look, Frank's okay. not here. Who else is going to do that?
That's true.
I like that. I'm going to use that.
That is pretty good.
Yeah, it is.
All right. It's not.
No, it really is pretty good.
Yeah, good.
We laughed.
It's
we laughed at just little things for little minds,
yes,
right?
I pay you, remember?
Good for us.
Go ahead.
All right. Hey, we've got an accident. It's on eastbound 270 at Lindbergh, and it has two lanes blocked, the two left lanes. Right now, you're backed up to Highway 370. On eastbound 70, things are starting to jam up now. Salisbury through the Edward Jones Dome. On southbound 170, you're slow from Page down through Highway 40. Southbound 270, you've got stop-and-go traffic from Page down through Doherty Ferry. It's slow 44 all the way to 55. Had reports that there's some ice on the road. Starting to get a little icy out around Highway 270 and 55. Now, if you're traveling on eastbound 40, things are slowing up from Compton to the Poplar Street Bridge. And then on westbound 40, you can expect slowdowns from Grand out through McCausland. Looks like we're slow from Clayton-Warson all the way out through the Boone Bridge. And that's just in pockets. Eastbound 40 is also slow from Clarkson up through Highway 270. This traffic report is brought to you by Burlington Coat Factory. It's cold outside. Go into Burlington today for great warm winter coats at incredibly low prices. Nobody has more styles and brands and coats than Burlington Coat Factory. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
At SunTrump West County BMW on Manchester, just west of 141. When you want luxury for less, they say yes. And now, during their Happier New Year event, you can lease a 320i for only $299 per month. Includes $500 loyalty and $500 option credit cash savings. And no money down. Only $299 per month for a 2014 320i. Only from SunTrump West County BMW. For complete details, visit SunTrumpBMW.com. Order yours today. MSRP $37,025. First payment plus title, tax, and license. With approved credit through BMW Financial Services. 39-month lease, 10,000 miles per year. Stock number 14743. When you want luxury for less, they say yes. Including now, a new 2014 320i for only $299 per month with no money down. Only at SunTrump West County BMW on Manchester, just west of 141. Or at SunTrumpBMW.com.
So delicious in every bite. Dad's cookies, they taste so right.
Dad's cookies go mighty fast this time of year, so stock up next time you're shopping. And for an easy and unique gift for out-of-town family and friends, give them the sweet taste of a St. Louis tradition by ordering at dadscookies.com.
The taste made just for you.
And in stores everywhere.
Dad's cookies.
Dadscookies.com.
So delicious in every bite. Dad's cookies, they taste so right. Take a moment out of every day. Enjoy some munching and a crunching in a special way. Dad's are the cookies to buy. Dad's cookies, they satisfy. The taste made just for you.
And in stores everywhere.
Dad's cookies.
A tough defense protects the team's turf. Let Hackett Security protect your turf. Hi, I'm Mike Kelly. Hackett Security Systems protect your home from fire and theft at all times. Stop wondering, was the alarm on when I left? Do the kids have a key to the house? You have complete control with your Hackett Security System from your smartphone. You can save up to $250 a year by eliminating your landline. At Hackett Security, we're looking out for you. Call 314-432-4200 or go to HackettSecurity.com. To reach their greatest potential on the field or on the court, Mizzou athletes need to be fueled by the right nutrition. And the same goes for the athlete within your dog. Whether striving to run that extra mile or learning to catch that flying disc, Purina Pro Plan offers fine-tuned, advanced nutrition to help your dog perform at his absolute best. Find Pro Plan today at a pet specialty retailer near you. Purina Pro Plan, nutrition that performs.
Hey, boys and girls, the Sound Room is ready to help you select the perfect holiday gifts. Check out these hot deals only at the Sound Room. Get a $50 Sonos Bridge with purchase of a Sonos Play 1, 3, or 5, and get wireless music throughout your home starting at $199. Trade in your old receiver, get $200 towards any new Integra receiver starting at $699. The Sound Room is located at 1661 Clarkson in Chesterfield, a half mile south of Highway 40 on Clarkson Road. Get the same price with better advice at the Sound Room. For more information, visit soundroom.com and go tell them John Hadley sent you.
Unlimited Play is a St. Louis success story. 10 years ago, Natalie Blakemore had a vision to help kids with disabilities. She looked around and noticed that playgrounds weren't accessible to all kids, including her son, Zachary. So she started Unlimited Play, which builds playgrounds for children with disabilities as well as veterans. Four playgrounds have been built, and they're set to break ground in Wisconsin, Texas, Illinois, and throughout Missouri. Unlimited Play, making dreams come true. And they'd like to salute Coach Pinkel and Mizzou for their dream season. Go Tigers!
Trees work and play well with others. While screen time may drag kids indoors, trees call them outside again. Think tree swings, forts, and hide and seek. A natural playground with built-in shade, a tree becomes a lookout for pirates or the perfect perch to read a book. Want kids to go out and play? Trees work! Visit treeswork.org to learn more. Brought to you by the Missouri Department of Conservation.
The 2013 Nestle Purina Toy Drive continues live from Chesterfield Mall. Here's the large morning show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS.
Paul Harris with Eon the Peon and Dan Strauss and Joe Hipperson. We're talking about movies. Before we talk about anything else, when is Will Ferrell going to start promoting his new movie? I would have thought by now he'd be involved in some sort of cross-marketing or something. Yeah. But
I don't think anybody even knows there's a second Anchorman movie.
No.
That's crazy.
That's ridiculous. I have a movie to recommend that has already been out a few weeks, but I didn't get to see it before it opened. Dallas Buyers Club.
Oh, yeah, the big Matthew McConaughey flick, right?
Yeah, in which he looks like he must have lost 25 to 30 pounds. He looks thin and gaunt.
He lost 48 pounds. I saw him on Jay Leno.
Really?
Yeah, he lost 48 pounds.
Well, it's a movie about a guy who, kind of a rodeo cowboy kind of guy in Texas in the mid-80s. Who is coughing a lot, so he goes to a doctor and they do a blood test and they find out that he has HIV. He's heterosexual and he's not a drug user, and so when the doctors tell him this, he doesn't believe him and he's really mad. But then he comes to realize that he actually does have it. He was really homophobic before, but eventually along the way, he becomes friendly with a gay guy, and the two of them kind of go into business selling drugs that will help people who have HIV or full-blown AIDS. And they kind of get into a battle with the government in the form of the FDA because they only want people to take AZT, which is then in trials. And McConaughey and this guy played by Jared Leto, who dresses like a woman and wants, transsexual, wants to have the operations, etc., also full-blown AIDS. Jared Leto's phenomenal. Matthew McConaughey's phenomenal. Jennifer Garner's in the movie, too. She's quite good. It is a heck of a real-life story. And the way that they tell the story from the angle of these guys, and the McConaughey character goes to Mexico to get drugs and bring them back in, and he gets hassled at the border, and by the FDA, he goes to Japan and gets drugs. But meanwhile, there are all these guys who in the mid-80s, we didn't really know that much about HIV and AIDS yet, and people didn't understand what it was, and all of his former friends, all of his the guys who were his best buddies in the rodeo, they shun him because now they think
he's gay. Yeah.
It is really a well-told story, and I strongly recommend it. It's called Dallas Buyers Club. It's the movie that may be the reason Matthew McConaughey gets awards for the first time in his career. I will say that earlier this year I recommended a movie called Mud,
right,
which is now out on DVD, and I think I re-recommended it last week. Both of those are among the best performances that McConaughey has given. Unlike in Mud and every other movie he's ever made, and this one does not take his shirt off.
No kidding.
Really?
Well, it might cause people to start vomiting if he took his shirt off. I mean, I've seen pictures from the set of Dallas Buyers Club. Wow.
Skeleton.
Yeah, Skeletor, skeleton, man. Yeah,
absolutely. Even before he gets the disease, he looks like that. He's not a healthy guy at any point in the movie. But it's a terrific performance and a pretty important story to tell. A true life story of a guy named Ron Woodruff, I give it 7.5 out of 10.
Wow, right on. Very cool.
What other showbiz news do you have?
Something I do not want to report to you. I don't want you to be aware of this, but I'm sorry I have to. They are doing a reboot of The Naked Gun.
Wait a second. Leslie Nielsen's dead.
Yeah.
O.J. Simpson in jail.
I know. That's why it's a reboot.
George Kennedy might be alive. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either.
I wouldn't be shocked if he was dead.
Yeah, I wouldn't either.
Neither would I.
So they're
I'll look him up while you talk.
They're gonna reboot The Naked Gun, which doesn't need to be done.
Right.
And the guy they're choosing to take over the role of Frank Drebin would be Mr. Ed Helms.
Okay. Ed Helms?
No, no, don't say okay. They've already got this guy on deck for the reboot of the Vacation movie. He's playing a grown-up Rusty Griswold. So you don't need this guy to be the go-to reboot guy. But also, I cannot separate.
Wait. Rusty Griswold, the son?
Yeah.
Ed Helms is in his 40s.
Yeah, I know.
Well, yeah, but Rusty then is supposed to be older.
Yeah, they're going to carry the story forward.
Oh, it's the next generation of Griswolds?
Yeah, so the Vacation reboot will be the next generation with a Chevy Chase cameo. So that's something you're already going to get inundated with, but you don't reboot The Naked Gun. You just don't. They tried it with this. Remember the son of the Pink Panther? Remember that?
Yes.
Yeah, atrocious.
Roberto Benigni.
Yeah, the great Roberto Benigni.
Not the great Roberto Benigni.
Come on, the guy won an Oscar. That makes it great.
So what?
I thought when you won an Oscar, that meant that you were like Hollywood gold forever.
It doesn't mean that you're talented. It means that you're popular in Hollywood.
Gotcha.
And he won for a movie about the Holocaust.
Wow.
Simple.
Okay. All right. Fine. Ed Helms, in my opinion, should not be the star of a Naked Gun reboot because you don't need to reboot it. You don't have to go all the way back to Police Squad, but that first Naked Gun movie still stands up.
Absolutely.
I think it's still hilarious. I think it's just brilliant. I think the sequels kind of fell down, but the very first one, it is still just as funny now as it was then.
Yeah, nobody will be able to do that deadpan like
you can't.
Leslie Nielsen.
And also the age. The age of Leslie Nielsen helped. It was the fact that he was an older guy.
Yes.
Ed Helms is too much Ed Helms now. You can't disassociate from that.
I agree.
I think it's a huge, big, giant mistake. That is the Naked Gun reboot.
I also would say that since then, too many deadpan comedies like that have come along. Remember after they did Police Squad as a TV show, which only aired 6 episodes, and then they did the Naked Gun movie, and then the second one, and then
33
and a third. Right. At the same time, those same guys were involved in making the Hot Shots movies with Charlie Sheen and Cary Elwes and others. And it was a lot of that same kind of, you know, jokes going on behind while people up front were being straight about things.
Right.
And deadpan humor. It was all very clever, and it was all pretty good stuff. But since then, there have been so many other movies and TV shows that have done that same thing.
The awkward humor. The awkward deadpan humor, which, look at Airplane. Airplane is brilliant.
That was the original one.
Yeah, that's what really set the standard. And you're right, it's been squeezed way too much. And to go back and reboot it, all they're going to do is make it look like one of those dime a dozen spoof movies.
Yeah.
Which they come out with all the time.
Yes.
You know, Not Another Teen Movie.
Scary Movie 16.
Right.
Yes.
And these spoof movies, all they're doing is spoofing what's hot in pop culture at that moment. And I'm afraid they're going to do that with the Naked Gun reboot. They're going to take whatever's in pop culture for like the last 6 months, and that'll be your spoof. It won't hold up.
I would even argue that TV shows have taken over that mantle. Shows like The Office and Parks and Recreation doing that kind of uncomfortable humor.
Yeah.
And
fake documentaries almost.
Yeah,
yeah.
I think that takes the place of where that stuff, you're right, we absolutely don't need it. If you're going to have to do it, Ed Helms is not a bad pick, except he's already in that other reboot, so I agree with you 100%.
And he's also already Ed Helms.
Yes.
I'm sorry. You don't need a name like his. You get somebody lesser known, in my opinion. That's what you do.
George Kennedy is still alive. He's 88 years old.
Well, good for him.
And I also want to mention a DVD I watched this week from Netflix. I watched it streaming. It's available both streaming and DVD. It's a documentary called Brooklyn Castle. It's about kids at a middle school in Bedford-Stuyvesant, one of the poorest neighborhoods in the country, who go to this middle school and become chess champions. I mean, for years, they become chess champions. And these are, you know, African-American kids and Hispanic kids and immigrant kids from the Philippines and all over the world who come there. Their parents have moved there, and now they're really the first generation that's been born and grown up in America. 70% of the kids come from families that live at the poverty level or below. And yet they go to this school, and they get a good education, and they go to chess class 7 times. times a week. These kids show up and take chess class sometimes on Saturday and Sunday when they're not traveling to chess competitions all around the country and winning them. It's a stunning documentary. It's called Brooklyn Castle. I give it a 9 out of 10.
Wow.
Yeah.
Awesome.
All right. Now, what's going on in the clubs this weekend?
You want to just do the band name contest?
Yeah. No, go ahead. We got time.
All right, here we go real quick. Friday, that's tonight, Martina McBride is at the Fox. Bastille is at Pageant. So Many Dynamos at Off-Broadway. Luca Brasi on stage at Blueberry Hill.
Interesting little tidbit about So Many Dynamos. It's a palindrome. Spell it forwards or backwards, it's the same.
Ah.
Whoa.
Right.
Look at that.
Yeah. You know, race car is the same way.
Yes,
you know,
it is.
Freaks me out. The Brothers Gross.
So is Eve. Go ahead.
The Brothers Gross at the Heavy Anchor. Tone Rodin at the Shoffley Taproom.
Bob would be another one.
Ninjas in Disguise are playing over at Lemons. Tomorrow night, we got Beyonce at the Scott Trade Center. Tickets are up to $250 for Beyonce.
She just dropped a new album today by surprise. Did you hear about this?
What?
A new album with 14 songs and 17 videos, and she released all of it the same time today. Kind of like that Netflix model of putting it out there for people to binge watch. She just released it today, and I'm glad she's finally touring to promote it because I know that she and her partner, Jay, need the money.
Yeah. They do. Poncho Rucker is over at Plush. Anti-Serum at the Old Rock House. The Junk Fam at 2720 Cherokee. Bio Juice at FUBAR. Various Hands on stage at the Demo. Equal Squeeze at Cicero's. Psycho Beach Party at the Way Out Club. Al Bundy's Army is at Lemons. Ellen the Felon over at the Heavy Anchor. And last but not least,
before you get to the band names, the greatest palindrome of all time.
My daughter, Dynamos is great.
My daughter read a book that had these in it, and she taught me this one. Go hang a salami, I'm a lasagna hog. spell it forwards or backwards, it's the same thing.
That was going to be my band name, man.
And by the way, there's something, you know, people say, I don't really listen to this show to learn anything. Well, there, you learn something you could do this weekend for trivia.
That's awesome.
Go hang a salami, I'm a lasagna hog. Go ahead.
All right, I got 5 concerts here. One is fake, the other 4 absolutely real. Here we go. Shark Dad, Saturday at the Heavy Anchor. Slippery Then Bet, Saturday at FUBAR. The Hot Dog Cross Buns, Friday at Lemons. Crud Cutter, Friday at Cicero's. And Panty Raid, Saturday at the Old Rock House.
Panty Raid.
Oh, man, I was going to go with the... I'm going to go Panty Raid.
Shark Dad.
All right, and once again, even in Chesterfield Mall, I am smarter than all you guys because Slippery Then Bet would be the fake band name. You can take it if you want and give me credit in the liner notes. That will do it for me. I'm Joe Hipperson for the Big 550 KTRS Hip on Entertainment.
Thank you, Joe. Brought to you by Orrick with 7 locally owned and operated stores in the St. Louis area and online at orrek.com. This is the Big 550 KTRS.
All right. Let's get a look at traffic now and see how it looks. Here's Jim Weiland.
Yeah, things are kind of a mess out there. They're still working with this accident. Last check on eastbound 270 near Lindbergh. The 2 left lanes were blocked. You're almost back to St. Charles Rock Road now, and that's just stopped traffic. Northbound 170 is still slowing, approaching. Well, it looks like actually it's from about St. Charles Rock Road all the way up to Highway 270. Eastbound 70, that's slowing near Salisbury to the Edward Jones Dome. Westbound 70, looks like we're heavy past Jennings Station Road. Looks like we're also slow again between 170 and Lindbergh. Once you get beyond the Lindbergh, everything looks pretty good out through Wentzville. On westbound 40, stop and go now from Grand and Big Bend. You're slow again from Highway 270 through Mason. And it looks like things are just a little bit slow now between Boone's Crossing and the Boone Bridge. Southbound 270, pretty well stacked up from Dorset down through Doherty Ferry. This traffic report brought to you by Burlington Coat Factory. It's cold outside. Go into Burlington today for great warm winter coats at incredibly low prices. Nobody has more styles and brands and coats than Burlington Coat Factory. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, everyone. Terry Hall, host of This Week in Real Estate here. This Saturday show is at our regularly scheduled time from 3 to 5 on Saturday afternoon. Topics in this week's show include changes in the lending rules, changes in the title rules, how you pass ownership of your home to your family, questions, phone calls, new free funds to help you with your down payment, and a whole lot more. So join me, Terry Hall, for This Week in Real Estate this Saturday from 3 to 5 p.m. That's This Week in Real Estate this Saturday from 3 to 5 p.m. right here on the Big 550 KTRS.
The 2013 Nestle Purina Toy Drive live from Chesterfield Mall. Here's the large morning show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS.
We are joined here in the food court at Chesterfield Mall by Jim Allen, who is from Nestle Purina. I said Ralston Purina, and Jim just scolded me during the break. Paul, we haven't been that in about 15 years. Yeah. I apologize, and now for my apology, I will expect Nestle's products in the mail.
Oh, beautiful. I like that. Thank you for having me.
You're in the pet food marketing department there?
I am. I work on a Purina Pro Plant.
And you also are the host of the animal show on Saturday mornings with Joe Hipperson.
Well, I don't know if I'm the host, but he affectionately calls me the man, so we have a loving relationship. But I'm in a dubious position in my job that I get to come out and talk about all the great things. And this season and right now, I just put on Facebook that I'm finally in the mood of this season. So
today, it started today?
It started right before I got here.
We have that effect on people.
Well, it is, you know, and, you know, the Toys for Tots has a special place in my heart, and not only in what I do, but in the job that I get to have and some of the community events that we do at Purina to give back. It really is awesome to see all the boxes of toys and things that are here for the kids.
It's a tremendous turnout today.
It's been phenomenal. I mean, so much so, last night we had our men's club Christmas party, and the men brought a toy, and my car was fully loaded. I had to ask the Marines to come out and help me unload to come in with all the toys. So
great.
I think at this time of the year, there's a lot of people giving, and I can just tell you by the cars in the parking lot, we can say what we want, but there are a lot of people who are blessed. And my request here today is to ask all those that are out there and you're shopping, if you're buying a Starbucks or one less beverage at the bar, think about a new and unused toy for some kid out there, Toys for Tot. And while you're at it, there are a lot of four-legged friends in the Purina world who could use a new toy. So many of us know people who have dogs and cats, and so just pick them up. Your local Humane Society or Animal Welfare, they will take them just as well. May not say Toys for Tots in the box, but they could use any of those toys.
That's such a great idea. You know, we have Dr. Doug Pernikoff every Wednesday on the show. He is a veterinarian, yeah. And he was talking about how this can be a tough time of the year for pets. And because of the economy over the last several years, you have people who have pets who couldn't afford to take care of the pets anymore. And unfortunately, they're just letting them go. And some of these shelters have been overwhelmed by people who have been bringing them back in. And so those shelters, I mean, I hadn't thought of this before, but you're right. That's a great place to donate stuff for those animals, you know, chew toys or anything else, right?
Totally. You know, and
Purina food.
Yeah. You know, there's a lot of great foods, you know, at your local pet store. And, you know, and selfishly, yeah, I would say pick up Purina Pro Plan. But any one of our products would be welcomed. Any one of the toys or treats that you may find in your pet food aisle. You know, and just think about it. You know, it's sometimes it's not always the biggest toy with the biggest price tag. It's the simple things, as you said. The simple chew toy would, you know, I'm telling you, if you go spend time in a shelter, you will see pets smile at you. I know that sounds crazy, and I'm not drinking the Kool-Aid, but you really can see a smile on a happy pet.
Absolutely. You know, my daughter worked at a rescue center this summer as a volunteer, and she worked with, you know, even squirrels that were hit by cars that are on the side of the road, or people would bring in a raccoon or something to the rescue center. And it did seem like these animals were literally being given a new life by these centers.
Yes.
And so helping them out in any way is a terrific idea.
Totally. You know, and, you know, I have the, one of the honors I do is I sit on the board of the St. Louis Crisis Nursery. And I can tell you it's this time of year where, unfortunately, there's a lot of childhood abuse. And I'm telling you, just to see a smile on a kid's face when you provide something, and oftentimes it could be a book and just sitting down and reading. So you may say, I don't have money, I don't have time. I would say, all of us have some time, talent, or treasure that you could give back. Sometime is just one less of anything, and you can make a difference in this place. And unless you're driving around and your gas light is on and you're hearing my voice, then I assume you have the means to do that. So that's my call out. That's my shout out. As you said, shelters are unfortunately overflooding with pets that people have abandoned,
yep,
for lack of a better word, and they just need the help as well. Food, toys, heck, even clothing.
Great stuff. Jim Allen from the Pet Food Marketing Department at Nestle Purina, one of our sponsors here for the Toys for Tots Drive. Thanks so much for stopping by.
Thank you for having me.
Our pleasure. That's the Marquette High School Band in the background. Now let's hear some introductory music for Mr. Cleveland.
La
live from downtown St. Louis. It's the Bill Clevland segment starring Bill Clevland along with Bruce Lindquist and the All Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company. 314-652-3456. And now, here's Bill Clevland.
Hello, Bill.
Hi, Bill.
Bill is awfully quiet today.
Mitch? Oh, he may be having technical problems.
Uh-oh.
Do we have Bill?
You can jump on the mic, Mitch, and let us know if we have Bill or not.
Bill, are you there?
You guys hear me down there?
Yeah,
there
we got go. You. Hi, Bill. And, Mitch, you can take the music out. Maybe Bill can't
Bill,
hear
can
us.
Bill, can you hear us?
Apparently not. So I'll tell you what.
Inside Radio Lingua, make sure all the buttons are lit up on Bill's foam pot there, Mitch.
You engineers.
Inside Radio Lingo.
Are all four lights lit up?
Yeah. Okay.
They're all lit up. And okay, Bill.
Bill, are you there?
No.
Bill is there, but Bill can't hear us. So I'll tell you what, Mitch, let's turn him down, and we'll take that last minute of commercial break, and then we'll come back with more here live from Chesterfield Mall on the Big 550 KTRS.
It's time to meet Firehouse Subs.
Hi, I'm Chris.
And I'm Robin.
We're brothers and former firefighters.
After being firemen, we wanted to keep working together, so we settled on one thing firefighters know a lot about. Eating.
Something good and a lot of it.
It's a tradition we bring to Firehouse every day. Take our Hook and Ladder sub. It's piled high with premium smoked turkey breast and sweet Virginia honey ham, all sliced fresh at the Firehouse.
Not like the other guys. They use that pre-sliced frozen deli meat. Yummy.
But not Firehouse. Not on our watch. Try our Hook and Ladder sub today for only $5.89.
It's a small price to pay for such a huge difference.
Take one bite. Our way beats their way. If you don't agree, it's free. In fact, Chris here, he'll give you your money back.
Did I say that?
You did.
News to me.
See? I do listen.
Firehouse Subs, founded by firemen. FirehouseSubs.com. Prices and participation may vary. See restaurant for details.
This is Jay Hardy of J.B. Smith Funeral Homes in Maplewood and Fenton. We talk to our loved ones often, but we all should have the talk of a lifetime. Sitting down and talking to someone about their life story can be rich and satisfying. Learning about the things that mattered the most to them in life can help bring us closer to those we care about the most. Have the talk of a lifetime. Visit jbsmith.com for a free brochure and information to help you have the talk of a lifetime. J.B. Smith Funeral Homes, your locally owned friend and neighbor for more than 80 years.
Coming up on 5 o'clock, that means the Harris Challenge is 15 minutes away. We are at the food court at Chesterfield Mall for the Toys for Tots drive on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
From ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Terror as shotgun blast echo in a Denver area high school.
It's like one of the safest schools in America. Like, you never think that could happen to you.
But you know what?